presents E3 coverage. Host Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
So are y'all familiar with Age of Empires? You might have played it once or twice before. Okay, great. Good. We just want to know how much we're going to dive in and stuff like that. So thank you for coming today. We're here. I'm Adam Eisgreen. I'm the creative director for Age of Empires on the Microsoft side.
And I'm Bert Vika. I'm the co-founder of Forgotten Empires, the developer.
Yeah. And so we're working together to, last year was the Age of Age 1 definitive. This year it's kind of the king of the old Age of Empires game, Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition, and we're really trying to put everything that we can into this game to make it so great. You know, this is a game that, look at the timeline on the wall. It started in 1999, so we're at the 20-year anniversary of Age of Empires 2 this year, and it's really exciting for all of us to be able to jump in and bring this game back in a big way to, help it to go for another 20 years, because we always believe in how much people love this game. If you saw recently, Microsoft just gave us our own studio. So we have an Age of Empires studio now that's going to be overseeing Age of Empires games, working with our great partners like Forgotten Empires on Age 2 and our partner we're doing Age 3 and Relic, of course, with Age 4. And we're not taking anything away from that. We're not taking over development or anything like that. We're going to work in concert with our wonderful partners to deliver great Age of Empires games going forward. And that's a big deal for us, right? I mean, the initiative is one of our new studios as well, but internally Microsoft doesn't make a lot of new studios, and so this is something that we're taking very seriously, and it's great to see the faith given to us from the executives at Microsoft to be able to go and do this and make Age of Empires a big thing and keep it going. So today we're going to walk you through and show you a bunch of stuff that we're doing in the new Age of the definitive edition of Age of Empires, and let you ask questions and everything like that. And if there's anything you have, you can feel free to jump in and ask. It's as we roll along. So you want to get started, Bert?
Yeah.
So one of the things you first notice is we're actually launching the game through Steam. So I love Phil Spencer's attitude of we're going to go where the gamers are, right? And we're going to bring the games to the gamers. And especially in PC gaming, super important. And so we're going to be launching day and date on Microsoft Store, on Steam, and of course on Game Pass this fall for Age of Empires. And you get all of this, half of this wall of content, basically, in one package for about $20. And then if you already own HD, we give you a $5 discount too, so it's easy for you to move up to the new version. Also one of the great things is those versions are completely cross-play. So behind the scenes, we're actually taking some technology from Age of Empires 4 and bringing it to the original DE games as well, which is Relic has an amazing back end for multiplayer, anti-cheat, and hosting and lobbies that we're pulling into all of the Age of Empires games. So you're going to have, if you're coming at the game from Steam or you're coming at the game from Live, it doesn't matter. You can all play together. You have one place. All of the games are unified. You have a unified profile, social, everything. It's like a mini version of Battle.net, basically, for all of the Age of Empires games. Bring the whole community together. And making it a lot more social. Mixer's built into all the games as well, so you can jump in, watch streams. If you're familiar with the old games, you know that the old Age of Empires games used to even take up the slots to do spectating, right? And they could kill your play, right? All of that's been ripped out and fixed and modernized so that we can have thousands of people playing and watching without impact on the game. And so, Bert, what are we going to show today?
All right, so what we see here is one of the new civilizations and one of the new campaigns in the game, actually. With the definitive edition of Age of Empires 2, we actually added 4 new civilizations and 3 new campaigns. Now, if you look at the original game back in 1999, we had 13 civilizations, and over the years, with all the expansions we did, and now with the unique expansion for DE, we're at 35. So from 13 to 35 civilization, at this point we basically cover medieval world history. So that's really cool. Additionally, we have the campaigns, the good old campaigns. The original one had 5. Right now we have 27 campaigns. Now, that kind of translates to 200 hours of gameplay. So if you win every campaign in the first go, 200 hours for sure. So yeah. All right, what we see here, the Tatar campaign, Tamerlane. Let's unpause this. First thing you obviously see, new graphics, 4K graphics. everything has been remade from scratch. Graphics, art, sound, animations, sound effects, music, everything has been redone from scratch.
Why don't you show off one of the enhancements first?
Right. So, the one thing that we asked the community is like, hey guys, we're making this for you guys to begin with. So, what do you want from Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition? And everybody always said, don't change gameplay. Gameplay is great. That's why we love Age 2. The gameplay is so great. Like, don't touch it at all. Okay, we need to do something. Like, we can't just give the same game, right? So we try to focus on the controls, how you play with the game. Try to highlight the good, fun gameplay a bit more. So we try to focus on that because in the end, this game is from 99, there have been improvements in how you control a game in the last 20 years. So we tried to get it in here.
And speaking of improvements, one of the things that we've done is, you know, we're going to have a lot of people, we have new people coming into Age of Empires all the time. And with Game Pass, of course, that opens it up even more. And, you know, the tutorial that exists in Age of Empires 2 right now is the William Wallace campaign. But it was kind of built in, you know, 99. It was built in an era where it's like, hey, you might not know how to click a mouse, so we're going to teach you how to do that as well. So what we wanted to do is add some stuff that was actually more relevant to how to play the game today. So on top of having the campaign that people can go through, we also have what we call challenge missions, which are actually small, bite-sized gameplay scenarios that you can run through to actually learn how to play Age of Empires 2. Like everything from like, hey, here's how to get a boar back to your town center without losing all your villagers, to like, hey, here's how to fast castle and actually get strategies that people can employ directly into multiplayer and the campaigns that make them better players. Because we really want people to come along with us.
And not only are we trying to actually improve the players and give them lessons on how to play, but also the AI has been improved so, so much. We actually have a test, and it always succeeds, where we take one AI of the Definitive Edition, put it against seven AIs of the original game, and he just wipes the floor with them, one versus seven. That's how much it improved. And on top of that, the old AI actually cheated. The new AI doesn't cheat anymore. So that's how much it improved. Of course, this is optional. If you just want to lower the difficulty level, play on easiest, you can totally do that and have a good old game.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's really important to us, being good stewards of PC gaming, that all of these things are options. So if you want to play the old AI with the new AI, with you in the mix, you can all do that. Every kind of feature that we've added to the game, people can turn off. So if they want to play exactly like the game is in 1999, but with new graphics, they can do that. Or they can turn on all of these enhancements and things that we've done to help modernize the gameplay and make it something that RTS players today would really love to play.
All right, so let's take a look at the game. Small improvements that we made to make it, you know, a bit better.
If you played Age of Empires before, there'll probably be a lot of, oh, thank goodness you did this kind of stuff.
So yeah, first thing, we have our beautiful view here. We can actually zoom out. You might think like, hey, zooming out, is that so
that's
new?
Something, yeah.
Yeah, it is actually new. Age of Empires never had it, and it's in every other game, so you kind of come to expect it, and now we have the Age as well. Of course, the opposite as well, zooming in so you can really get down to that micromanagement level with your units. I'm going to create a few units here, so we can show another small quality of life improvement. Here at the top, you kind of see what's going on in your empire. Never was the case in Age of Empires. You're anywhere on the map and you can see, okay, my stable is doing this, the other stable is doing that, and my archer is making cavalry archers. Again, little nice things to help people play the game, because if you actually watch streams of people playing Age of Empires, it's constantly like going through the building super quickly, right? And you can't follow.
Like, what's going on?
Exactly. And yeah, more emphasis on playing, less emphasis on clicking through everything as quickly as possible.
We want you playing on the game, not just playing the UI all the time.
Yeah, right? Exactly. All right, let's move our army out. Now you guys played Age of Empires before, I guess, right? So Age of Empires is always about that balance between making an economy, making a city, and then fighting. Now, it always happens, you're out, you're fighting, you have your farms back home, and all of a sudden all your farms are running out of food. And you need to go back to your town, reseed them all, and it's a chore, right? So what we did is add this little button. You click it, and now as long as you have resources, your villagers will just keep on farming. They will receive the forms for you, and you can just carry on fighting. So little things that make it a bit more fun, right?
Yeah, because we recognize, you know, as people go through the ages and they get to 3 and 4, they just want to fight. You want to build your awesome armies. You want to go have a good time. So we want to start shifting the game away from that and give you a lot of convenience features that allows you to just go and have those fun fights.
Yeah.
And again, if people want to turn it off, okay. If you want to click and build every farm, go right ahead. We're not going to stop you. But nice ways to keep people engaged in what they want to do.
Another thing, it's in every modern RTS game. It was never in Age, but now we brought it over, is command queues. So we basically say, there we go, these guys are now going to build 2 stables and afterwards they're going to mine gold. It's kind of expected, and now it's expected in Age of Empires 2 as well. Alright, let's get our army together. We have them all here. I'm going to make a big selection box. I'm going to include some pigs and some villagers, but luckily the game is now smart enough to pick up on that and not take the pigs to the fight anymore.
Alright, so you'll never be wondering why everyone stopped building your wonder and they're now running across the field to attack an enemy. And again, if you want to not play that, you can. If you want to leave it that you can accidentally do that, that's totally cool with us.
Alright, I made some control groups of my army. Control groups have always been in Age of Empires, that's not new, but now we also put them on the UI, so you have that overview of both your clan and your army straight on the UI. I'm gonna attack move real quick into these guys.
And of course, attack move is even something new, right? All of these things that have been in, are now in modern RTS games, we've all brought into Age of Empires as well.
And this is really one of the things that we want to keep in Age of Empires, it's the fighting. People just love the way the fights are going, like there's this extreme micromanagement level that you have, but at the same time you need to control, like, okay, which unit counter which unit, and that's something we didn't touch at all. It's good old fighting. Sure, we have attack move, but other than that, same concept as always. Alright, that seems like a battle once, so I'm just gonna head on out. So yeah, it's Age of Empires. You have building your cities, controlling your empires, building up economy, trades, all that stuff. But yeah, building empires, destroying empires, that's what makes a game. So we have a fan favorite unit, the Trebuchet, we all still know it, and a castle that's definitely on our way, so let's go and take that down.
That is offensive to my eye. To remove that castle.
Out of the way, and there we go. So yeah, also new special effects. Was not in the original game, to spruce it up a bit. If you look at the flames, I don't know if you remember the old flames. They were
pretty
basic.
Yeah.
And then of course, very satisfying feeling to take those castles down. So yeah, just taking down the castle, it's not just a victory anymore to feel like, oh, I outsmarted the enemy. It also feels satisfying.
It's really satisfying to wreck stuff now.
Yeah.
And you know, it's awesome we've got all of this campaign content and all these ways for people to play, but we also recognize that modding and the support that the community has done for the game throughout the last 20 years is super important to the franchise. So this version of Definitive Edition, both the Steam version and the Microsoft Store version, all of the mods will live on ageofempires.com in one place. You can pull them down for either game. It's all unified because we want to allow, you know, the community to continue to do all of the awesome mods and use all of the great things that they've done throughout the years. We've built a couple of those mods into the game now, things that are super for competitive players, like tiny trees, things like that they always love to play with. That's all built in now. But any mod that's been created from, you know, like, I think what's the most popular one? The extra gore, like the super gore mod is always one that's been popular. It's there for people to grab. They can put it in the game, no problem.
Yeah, and also, it goes back quite a bit. Like, if you played the original 99 version and you made a scenario as a kid, you can just copy-paste that into the E and it will still work.
Yeah, it'll still run. We wanted to make sure that everything we did with the Age games is always about the community and really focused on the community and what they want out of the games. And so a lot of the things that we've done in the game is all driven by those people. And even behind the scenes, we've had community tests running for, what, about a year now for all of our Age games, 2, 3, and 4, all driven with feedback from players and everything to make the best possible Age games we can make. And right now also, if you go onto ageofempires.com, you can sign up for our beta. We're going to do a multiplayer beta that's going to be starting really soon. All of you being press, if you want to get in, just talk to PR and we'll make sure we can get you codes so that you can jump in and play. And if you have any feedback of things, like
we really want to be a first-class citizen, not just for Age of Empires, but for PC gaming as well. So if there are things you're like, oh, do you support this monitor? Hey, what about this? Let us know, because those are the kind of things we want to make sure are in the game, because we want this to be something that's great for Age of Empires and also for PC gaming. So any questions you guys have for us that we can answer?
Do you see yourself maybe in the future consoles too, or just strictly PC?
So that's a great question. Right now we just want to focus on making the best possible PC RTS games we can, but that doesn't leave out looking at consoles in the future. Okay. And especially with now that we've got mouse and keyboard running on Xbox,
yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something we're definitely going to look at.
Okay, cool.
Any PC requirements?
Have we listed the specs yet?
Yeah, the main specs are on the Steam and the Microsoft Store, but I don't know the MyArts at this point, so...
Yeah, but you can look them up. They're out there on the pages.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else we can
Another
answer?
Question.
Sure.
Out of the game, the first version of Age of Empires 1 Definitive Edition, is it also coming to Steam?
Yes. Yes. So all the Definitive Editions are coming to Steam.
And the support for the first HD version is going to continue?
Well, we're not going to take it down. It will still HD version will always be there for people to play if they want to. We're not going to do active development on it, though, because we're moving everything to, you know, we've got all this new AI, all of the new things that we're doing in Definitive. So that's the version we're going to be fully supporting going forward. But we're not going to take this one away at all. So if people want to continue to play HD, they're welcome to. You know, any way they want to play Age, we're okay with that.
Looks like that's it.
Yeah, is there anything else you guys have? I'm happy to answer any questions you have on anything Age.
We can take pictures.
Yeah, sure, of course. Yeah.
Also from the game?
Yeah, you can take pictures of the game. That's fine. You can go down. We also have it playable down if you want to play one of our demo scenarios where you can win some Wololo t-shirts. We have the priest on. You can win a blue and a red one, too. So.
You guys updated the graphics, obviously. Was there any sort of updating to, like, sound and music?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Sometimes we skip over that. Everything has been updated.
Sure.
So, fully new orchestral soundtrack recorded for the entire game. All of the assets, you know, everywhere up to 4K is supported now. We've completely redone all of the campaigns, so all the art in the campaigns, you know, those stills between the campaigns, all redone, over 1,000. Well, we had to do over 1,000 pieces of art, right? Because we've got all of these campaigns to do. Full voice recording too, so all of the narration has now been re-recorded for all of the campaigns as well. Gosh, what else? Modern multiplayer. I mean, we've completely replaced the multiplayer stack in the game. Lots of them. Pretty much, I don't think there's anything we haven't touched, except for like one villager voices. So like, we pulled the original villager voices into the new game, but other than that, everything has been re-recorded.
I was going to say, maybe you didn't change the villager
voices. No, they're the same. Like, there's certain things that, like, it was just like in Age 1, the Wololo, we kept that, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to change that. The third thing is just core to Age that we didn't want to mess with, right? It was just, yeah, it's really important to us, like you said, to just make sure that we really respect the legacy of what Age has represented for so many people.
And even though we remade all the graphics, like, all the graphics are instantly recognized,
yeah.
Right?
Base silhouettes.
I mean, but this is how I remember it.
Exactly. Yeah, see, like, that's the thing, right, is that so many people, when they think about a game in their head, it's so, I mean, you can see on the walls what it used to look like back there, right? And you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I don't necessarily want to remember it that way. And yeah, we wanted to capture that, right? To capture the feeling that everyone had when they played, oh my God, this looked awesome. Right? And again, so that this can go for another 20 years and just be something that people can come back to whenever they want.
Do you plan to add HDR support?
We don't have that in the game right now. I don't think it's on our roadmap, but it's something we can look at down the line. Yeah. Because also being a sprite-based game, it's like, how do we get HDR to work? Because it's mostly something that it's easier to add with 3D for us. So, yeah, we can think about it.
Yeah, FPS cap?
FPS cap.
Right, so it is a 2D game. Every sprite is rendered out, so you only have a limited amount of frames that you can really display. So even if you have a 144 monitor, it doesn't really make that much of a difference.
Yeah. Right.
Everything is, I think, 60 FPS all units.
Yep.
So that's what you will see.
When we get to talking, later this year, we're going to start talking more about H3 and H4. And that kind of stuff will come more into play because they're 3D games.
Okay.
Fantastic. Is there anything else you can ask? Anything age related?
That's it.
go?
I gotta go in a few minutes.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, I don't want to
interview
you.
One last question.
Yes.
Is the Definitive Edition also come with all the before expansion packs?
Yes. So Definitive Edition, basically you get half this wall for like one in one package. So all of the expansions that were done previously, oh sorry, that's for Myth, are all included, plus a new one. So not only do you get all the expansions that existed so far, but The Last Cons is our new, basically an expansion that's included, that you get three new campaigns and those four new civilizations that have never been in any other Age of Empires 2 version before.
Okay, and The Last Cons is also going to be available for the HD edition? Or
no, it will not.
Okay.
No, only for DE. Okay. But the great thing is that, you know, all of our, we sell our DLCs for about $10 each. So if you already own HD, you can buy the Definitive Edition for $15, right? Because it's normally priced at $20. But, and our DLCs are already $10, so if you were paying just for The Last Cons, it's only $5 to upgrade. And then you suddenly get better multiplayer, better matchmaking, new AI, all the new enhancements included. But if, like we said, if people just want to stick with HD, they can do that. That's no problem with us.
Where can we get a t-shirt?
This one? So I think they're selling these downstairs. Like,
okay.
So you can get this one downstairs with the elephant on it. But if you go play downstairs, we also have some priest t-shirts that are saying Wololo, that you can get a blue one and a red one. There's two different versions of it too. So you can go and win those just by playing the demo scenario downstairs.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. You're welcome. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.